Okay, Eamon McConaghy, back in another FA Intermediate Cup semi-final. You must be delighted about that.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm really delighted for the players, the squad of players that's there. We've been really putting in hard work, you know, all down this year. Even coming up to Christmas, when matches were being called off before Christmas, we decided we were going to a mini pre-season training. And the attendance went from 75 to 85. So, I mean, that gives you an idea the amount of work that's going into this team. And, you know, I think it's paying dividends now.
Yeah, hard work is paying off, because that was a good, solid performance today. They were never really in any trouble in the second half, you mean?
No, we were very, very solid. Again, we were solid in Dublin. We were solid down in Glenave, where we only won 1-0, but you still have to do them things. I felt that, you know, we didn't get play in the game we'd like to have played, but because they forced us into it. But in saying that, you know, it shows now that this team can compete in whatever way we play. And after we got the first goal, I felt we were in control.
Yeah, first goal was key though, wasn't it? Because it came at a time in the match when both teams were threatening at either end.
Yeah, it was 50-50, you know, up and down the field. The goal settled us down. It allowed us to play that little bit more football, which we're more than capable of doing. And if we get, you know, playing football against a team, well, you know, we'll give any team a good game. And I think the goal settled us and helped us then to get a, you know, our normal game.
Yeah, because in the early stages of the game, Home Farm did look pretty lively. They had one great free kick that came crashing back off the crossbar, but they didn't really offer all that much after that.
Yeah, well, I would have been terribly disappointed if that free kick had to go in, because it was at least, you know, it was at least 45 yards out. No disrespect to the fella, it was a good free kick. I think Rory maybe got deceived with it a little bit. Yeah, we got away with that one, but I think it would have been very harsh on us. But, you know, I always felt that we were going to get a chance, you know, that we were going to be in there, because we had three or four corners in the first half where we put them under real pressure. And once the goal came, we never looked back.
Yeah, well, Darren McIlwain got the two goals, Eamon. But, you know, it was an all-round team display. I know that's a bit of a cliche, but there were so many good performers out there today.
Yeah, well, exactly, Jeremy. There was great performances out there today, and as there was in Dublin, from, you know, from 1 to 11, and then the players that came on. You know, we spent Tuesday and Thursday night at training preparing for this match, and we're very lucky that there were so many players in and living around at the Kenny. We were able to do that. We went out with the game plan today, we stuck to it, and we got a result, and I'm just delighted for the players.
And there seems to be a belief within that squad, Eamon. The fact that you guys went all the way to the final a couple of seasons ago, it can only do you, you know, the power of good whenever you're preparing for big games like this again.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that there's some players there that's still there that was in the Aviva. Some of the players that I've brought in have been up to the Aviva to watch it. You know, they've all seen what it is to be able to play up there. You know, they've set their goal out. They want to go back there. They want to play there. And, you know, okay, I lost Sean McCarron and Lee Tone, but, you know, I brought in Declan Sharkey, I brought in Christopher Dillon, and I brought in Luke Nealis. All good young players, very, very good young players, not even over 21. And, you know, they're a big addition to the squad, and everybody now in the squad sees that these young players are going to push them to the wire. So, you know, that's what's helping us immensely.
Yeah, well, the important thing now, hopefully, is a good draw in the semi-final. It's going to be strong opposition, whoever you get, but a home draw could be vital, Eamon.
Yeah, well, you know, even at the stage in the intermediate, if you were to ask me last week, I would say a home draw is the only difference. You know, it's about the only advantage you get in intermediate football, especially when you come to the quarters and semi-finals. And, you know, hopefully we will get a home draw and get that little bit of advantage that we probably need.